Chaf Hamabetz, yeah, all the way to the bottom, Chaf Hamabetz. Well, it makes, changes everything. Yeah. V'shlosha prakim, v'shari v'sagal kola. 3 times a year you have to check out how many figs or dates fit into your basket, because these things change over the course of the year. Now this refers to Trumas Meiser and Meiser, which are taken off based on measure. Of course, Truma is always taken off by estimate, by guesstimate, to be precise, but to be imprecise. But by the other things, they're taken off by measure, so you check out the basket 3 times a year. B'chairos, at the beginning of the season, when the fruit is very ripe and full. B'siofos, at the end of the season, when the fruit is shriveled up and small. V'amtzakai, it's in the middle of the summer, when the fruit is medium-sized. And always you have to take Trumas and Meisers relative to the size of the fruit and how much fits into the basket and so on and so forth. Hamona Meshubach, somebody who counts the fruit in order to take Trumas and Meiser off, that's praiseworthy. V'amboide, somebody who measures volume, Meshubach Himenu, that's even better. V'ashokel, somebody who weighs them, Meshubach Mishloshtan, he's more praiseworthy than all three. And the question will be, we only just said two, not three, right? So how is it going to be three? Mar is going to discuss that. Mimi or Meshubach, from who is he most praiseworthy? The Shokel, the weigher. Seems like there are only two things here. It says Meshubach Mishloshtan, but we only mentioned two things previously, a Mona and a Mode. So Ravuna said, Meshubach Minatoyrem Umad. He's better than a person who takes Trumas and Meisers off by guesstimate. Again, you're allowed to take off all Trumas and Meisers by rough estimate. The thing is that regular Truma you must take off by estimate, whereas Meiser and Meiser Sheni you take off by as you price precisely as possible. So therefore, to weigh is better than estimating, than counting, and by taking volume. Amrei b'chinana chanina. Braid Rav Hillel, Mastisa Amar Kain. The Brisa says, the Mishnah says this. Vashoka Meshubach. Well, it's a kasha, sorry. Amar b'chinana braid Rav Hillel, Mastisa Amar Kain. Does our Mishnah say this? Vashoka Meshubach Mishloishton. Says Meshubach. Oh no, it's a statement. I was right the first time. Amar b'chinana braid Rav Hillel, Mastisa Amar Kain. Our Mishnah teaches this. It says, Vashoka Meshubach Mishloishton. Somebody who counts, somebody who weighs, is better than all three. What is all three? It must include somebody not mentioned in our Mishnah. So include somebody who estimates, somebody who counts, and somebody who takes a volume measure. So somebody who weighs is better than the previous three. Rav Chinna said, no, not necessarily. You can understand our Mishnah differently. Dipater b'shloshton. You can say that our Mishnah means that somebody who weighs is the best among the three mentioned. But it's a Shema Minoklum, and then you cannot derive anything from our Mishnah. Okay, very fundamental halachas now. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, Truma Oileb Echor Umeya. True, if you have Truma, which gets mixed into Chulin, so it's canceled if there are, it's Batel, if there are 100 Chulin there. Now, it says Oile. Why does it say Oile? Because you still have to take one portion out and give it to the Kohen in order not to steal from the tribe of Kohanim. Okay, so oila bechomeo means you take one out, and then the rest are mutter. So therefore, the shear of the bittel is 100. It's 100 apples to one of bismavato, an apple of truma.
This goes for truma that's tummy as well.
Yeah, any truma. Rabbi Shulomer b'meiv od. One, it has to be 100 plus a little bit. Vodze ain't no shear. This ode has no specific shear. Rabbi Yitzchak Mishulam Aymer, yes, it does have a specific shear. Vod kav lemeya seya, one kav per meya seya, which is shtus lemedameya, which is 1/6 over a saw. So if you have to, it's bottle in 100th, in 100 1/6. Okay, that's so you need 100 apples and 1/6 of an apple in order to cancel the apple, which is truma. Okay? Minayin she'ein olin. How do we know that it doesn't work? Okay? Meaning that less than 101, in other words, if it's less than 1 out of 101, it doesn't come out. It's not bato. Now, this is all on a smachta, because me the raisa, how you mavato truma? One and two.
Yeah,
Bata Barov. Because Min Bimino, it's Bata Barov. Min Bshenu Mino is 160. Well, if you give, it's cooked together or something like that. But here it's one and two. But this is a sozor asmachta. Am Rabbi Yenek Siv, it says, Mikol Chabo, from all of its best, as Mikdasho Mimenu, that which consecrated from within it. Meaning, V'tani Dover Shata Meiri Mimenu, where we weigh with the Tarshish Pasuk, is something which you take off. In other words, Trumas Meiser, which is 1/100th, which is what you take off of when you make Trumas Meiser. Im Nafal Soch, if it falls back into the patch, Mikacho, it's Mikadashit. The comma, as it says, how much is that Yechem Mimenu? In other words, one Trumas Meiser is 1/100th, right? That's the Mimenu, which you take up. If it falls back in, it's Mikacho. Rabbi Lezer Mer, Mosif So'o Umale. Rabbi Lezer says, you add on a sa'ah. In other words, if it's not mevatel when it's 1/100, in other words, 1/100 is bad because it's mekadeshit. So that means a ratio of 99 to 1 is bad. So in order to make it good, says Rabbi Lezer, add one on. A ratio of 99 to 1 is bad. A ratio of 100 to 1 is good. Okay, that's Rabbi Lezer's opinion. Mosif se'ah uma'ale. And that makes it come up. Rabbi Shulah says it doesn't have to be a ratio of 101 to 1, but rather it has to be, in fact, an additional, not a ratio of 100 to 1, but additional something over that. I'm making a mistake. I didn't touch this up right in the Mishnah. I didn't make it clear, at least. Rabbi Eliezer Shita is that it's 1/100. Rabbi Shua Shita is that it's one and one hundred. Rabbi Shita is that it's 1/100. In other words, the total amount, sum total is 101. One truma and 100 chulin. Rabbi Yoshua Shita is that it's 1 and 99.1. So it's sum total 100.1. In that it's batel, okay, and that's ein lo shir, right? The one which holds yesh lo shir to that extra hold, it's 1 and 99 1/6, right? Which is makes it 106th altogether. Okay, so Rabbi Lezer Tanakam is actually the most machmir. Says oil of echol meo means you need 101 altogether. The 1 plus another 100. And that's because he says, Dover Shumak, 1 and 99 is Mekadeshit. That's what we learn after that as Machta. 70 to 101. Eliezer says, Mosif Seom Ma'aleh, Rabbi Shulamir, Mosif Koshu Ma'aleh. Even if you have Mashu over 99 to 1, in other words, 99.1 against 1, that suffices. Rabbi Yosef Ben Shulam, Oimer, a kav or on over 100, meaning 99 1/6, which is the sixth over l'mdamea, that's the shear in which it's no longer midamea. But loch k'tvorev and aloch is like him, even though it says aloch k'tvorev, we do not paskin like him. We pass like Rabbi Lezer that the shear is 1 in 101. Okay, 1 to 100. Okay, next Mishnah. Rabbi Shulmer, Te'enim Shcheres, black. Now this is amazing halacha. We're gonna have a series of very basic machloekim here. Rabbi Shulmer, Te'enim Shcheres. If you have black dates, figs, black figs, they're malos and salavanos. They are mevata white figs. In other words, you know that the true mitzvah is a white fig, and you have, let's say, 50 white figs and 50 black figs. The black figs join in being mitzdaref in order to be mevato the white fig, which was the truma, which is obviously a very big kula, right? Then we're going to discuss it. Igule dvela, where you have round pressed dates, and you have a number of them, one of which is truma. We don't know which one. Hagdoyli malim esaktaim, so you can join them all together regardless of size in order to comprise 100. If they're small, the small ones help for the big ones. The big ones help for the small ones, and the small ones help for the big ones. Haiguli manim, even they're different shapes. Some are round and some are brick-like. They all join together to make up the shear of 100. Just like the round ones do the bricks, so too the brick ones do the round ones. Rabbi Lez says that does not work. Rabbi Kiva says, when you knew what fell in, In Malo Zua Zua, it doesn't work. You can't. They cannot support each other because then they're just too different. If you don't know if the one film is white or black or square or round and so on and so forth, then Malo Zua Zua, then they grow to be included in the count. What? Reb Lezer disagrees with every halacha up to now in the Mishnah, right? Okay, Ketan. How so? Chamishim teinim shchoiros. You have 50 black figs, chamishim vamos and 50 white figs. Nofla shchoira, a black one fills in. Shchora asura. This is according to Rabbi Akiva, right? Shchora is aser, valvonos mutaros. The black one is aser, but the white ones are mutar because there's no tzichuf. Nofla vana for white fills in. Levonos asuras. The white ones are aser, vashchoros mutaros. B'shein yodum anofla. If you don't know what fell in, malazu azu, then mal each other. Bizu in this case, Rabbi Eliezer Machmir, Rabbi Eliezer Aser is right, and Rabbi Yoshua's maker, Yoshua says that the white ones are malo the black ones and vice versa. Rabbi Yoshua is the author at the beginning of the Mishnah, right, where you said that they are malo each other. This case, Rabbi Eliezer's Machmir, Rabbi Yoshua. Mm-hmm. We'll see if the Gemara discusses that. Uvizu and the following case are Reb Lezer's Mekel and Reb Shua's Machmir. What's that case? B'dayachas Litra Ktilas Abiyakar is a very famous case. It's in the Bavli in Psa and Beitza. You press a measure of dates on top of a pot, a barrel, in your storehouse. Venyadu Ezu, you don't know which top of the barrel you pressed it on. Reb Lezer Royanos on Kila and Prudos. Reb Lezer says, even though there's no inherent mixture within each pot, within each barrel, you look at each barrel separately. Vatachtonos malos esalionos, and if there is 100 to 1 in the barrel's volume, that's sufficient to create a permissibility. Am I making that clear? You imagine to yourself a room which has 100 barrels of figs or dates, right? 100 barrels. And you press some truma dates on top of one of those barrels. They're all full of dried figs. You press your truma figs on top of one of those barrels. You don't remember which one now. So if you measure, if you take into account all the tops of the barrels in the room, it won't be bato, because there are only 100 barrel tops. Not enough. You're missing one. If you take into account, however, the barrel itself, and you look at the barrel up and down, then the bottom of the barrel has more than enough figs to be mivatzel the top of the barrel. How do I look at this situation? That's Amara's question. Do I look at it as if I look at all the tops of the barrels, or do I look even at, which would be litul chumrah, or I look inside the barrel internally, despite the fact that that's a charade because there's no mixing together which is going on? Okay, so here we have machlokas. Reb Lezer Omer Roinos on Kilo and Prudos. You look at each one independently. Vatachtonos Malos is the onus, and the stuff on the bottom does fix the stuff on top. Reb Shua Omer Lo Salat Yusha Meyaka. Reb Shua says it doesn't work at less than 100 barrels because they don't look at the barrels independently, but rather as one conglomerate entity, all the tops, right? All the tops, okay, separate from the rest of the barrel. All right, let's do the Gemara now. Ravisi, by the way, I did not follow the Kavanoki on this. Because he divides up this mission into 3 separate segments, and I think here actually that would be very bad to follow his setup. Okay, so I'm a liberal kind of guy. Rav Isi b'shem Rav Yochan. Rav Isi said name Rav Yochan. You wash the pizza. Oh, you could tell them I said you're going to get special Olam Habo for that. Rav Isi B'Shem Rav Yochan. In New York, they're big pieces, too. I don't know. You know, my memory is that Chicago's pieces are smaller, but they're big. I don't know. All right, let's not get started on that. Rav Isi B'Shem Rav Yochan. Time with Rabbi Lezer. The logic of Rabbi Lezer is Te'enim Shcheiros Shenof L'Toch Levonos. Now Rabbi Lezer is the one who says that it's Osir. He doesn't let you use white ones to be Mavato black ones and vice versa. He says Te'enim Shcheiros Shenof L'Toch Levonos. If black truma falls into white, Ochlos Levonos, you eat the white ones, not the black ones. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said, Kachi Rabbi Eliezer, Meshav Rabbi Yeshua. And this is how Rabbi Lazar, who was Machmir, would respond to Rabbi Yeshua. Valavonos malos es hashchoyros. You're going to have the white ones work on the black ones? How could that work? Doesn't work. He doesn't understand Rabbi Yeshua's whole perspective. So Mil say, Amara. From this we can deduce, these words indicate to us literally, that according to Rabbi Yeshua, Biyadua manofla malo zuazu. If Rabbi Lazar said, how can you possibly say it works? You must say Yeshua how it works. Rabbi Yeshua says, even though we know that the truma which fell in was black, we're mitzayif the white ones in order to cancel it and vice versa. Okay? Rav Kana mar ein malos. Rav Kana says, no. Even though Rabbi Yeshua, it only works if you don't know what fell in. If you know what fell in, it doesn't cancel. Says Mar, I'll die to Rav Kahana. According to Rav Kahana, Ma ben Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva. What's in between Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva? Hey, Rabbi Akiva is the one who said the same thing. Then he said, if you don't know, then you can be mitzara if the white ones and black ones together. If you do know, you can be mitzara. That's Rabbi Lezer saying the same thing. According to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, saying the same thing. So says Gemara, I'll tell you what the nafkamina is. It's a wild one, but this is nafkamina. Biyad of Shachach. He knew, but he forgot. When it fell, he knew, and then he had amnesia. I'll die to Rabbi Yeshua Mala. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, since now he forgot it's Mala, I'll die to Rabbi Akiva, ain't no Mala, since at one time he knew it doesn't, you can't be Mitzar of them. Rabbi Shema, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yechanan said, Fushinofla, when does, now we're going to explain Rabbi Yeshua. Why does Rabbi Yeshua hold it works, Taken? Says him, very beautiful, Vor, it's very beautiful. Fushinofla, Shchora, Achas, Latoch, Shtaim. Here the Grod changes the girsa. It's essential. Shchoros. One black fell in to at least two other blacks. So midoraisa, what's going on here? Midoraisa, it's bato. Ve'elowat, rabbanon were machmir. So rabbanon are not going to be machmir that much. They'll say you need 100, but to require 100 all black, that they wouldn't go. Okay, it's a question already. Ve'chumad rabbanon, hey momru ve'hey momru. They said that since Midoraisa there's enough to be Mevatel, because there are two blacks which are Chulin against one black which is not, that's sufficient. Okay? Again, Vushnov Leshchora Achaz Letoch Shtaim Shchoros, Kadesh is Batam Rov Nordish be canceled in Rov. Rabbi Zira, boy, we come here, Rabbi Yemon. Rabbi Zira asked for the Ramon, Lom is Tarbro Da. It doesn't make sense this way, Ele Besoch Sholosh. The one of Truma has to fall into three of Chulin. You need three altogether, not three altogether, but four altogether. Why is that? Because this is also a very beautiful Svara. Shim Toivet Echos, man, if one of them gets lost. Now, one of them, it's not if one of them gets lost. One of them will get lost. Because you're going to pick one up and give it to the Kohen, right? So how many are going to left with have to give one to the Kohen? Three. You're going to eat all those three. So in those three, I need there to be a bittul d'oraisa. In the three which remain, you need a bittul d'oraisa.
That's a good
thing. Chozer v'niur. There's only going to be two left.
Status is permanently changed at that point.
Chozer v'niur
makes sense if you could identify it.
Oh, because it's not going to be...
If there were
I hear what you're saying. In other words, you're saying that technically, runs its bottle, it's bottle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you don't know what's in tonight. What you're giving to the coin, you're not sure if it's really the true one. So if it is, then...
No, but he's saying it's still considered bottle. Cause even though now, even if you originally had three and now you only have two left... But since it was part of that mixture, that's true, but it was part of a mixture. In other words, the fact that it was part of a Taroivis remains, even if part of the Taroivis is now in Oklahoma. It's still part of a Taroivis because originally they were mixed together. So therefore, it's still Bata Barov. That's what he's saying. You're right, it would have to be a Chumah Derabana, but it's a nice Chumah. It makes sense. Okay? Give him credit. We have to still leave two there which are chulin. Amar Leis, he said, Uf ona sovra ken, I also hold that way. Okay, says more further. Rabbi Pedoya gives another logic for Rabbi Yeshua. And the Gemara is going to have grave difficulties with Rabbi Pedoya. Rabbi Pedoya says, Teichinu matir, you grind up. Why are the white and black mevatel each other? Because you grind them all together and make them a mush. Ah, if I forgot the Rabbi Pedoya, who the Omar in Blila Liyam Hashem Milvat. Then Rabbi Pedoya say that the only things which fully mix together are wine and oil, because they're liquids, supposed to hear. Modi Yuachosh any flows. Here it says it's sufficient for the bittel to Rabbono, which is necessary. So it says sufficient if you grind them up. So we also, you have to grind them up in order to get the white to be mevatel the black and the black to be mevatel the white. As is, you're talking right, they're not going to be mevatel each other. Okay? Mils.
Just think about Pedoya. I'm just curious. Could it be? Was it ever, obviously, you see now. The logic of it would be that there can never be a bittul because bittul would only apply to liquids, not apply to solids. Is that true?
First of all, very fine flour. We pass on the way. That's considered lach balach. Secondly, even yavish biyavish. Is Bota Barov. Just that all the Yavishes have to look the same. Here, not all the Yavishes look the same. That's the catch. Okay? You'll see? Milseon the Rabbanan Pliya. The rabbis arguing about Pedoya. Tamatni, which rabbis we'll see. Tamatni, we learned over there about Meduma Potaminachala. Now, this is going to be kind of an elaborate proof against Bar Pedoya, but it's a Rab Pedoya, but it's going to be a proof. I'm going to probably keep calling him Bar Pedoya because there's the Bar Pada and the Bavli. I don't know if it's the same one. So, name at Tamatni, we learned over there about Meduma. It says that if you Truma falls into Chulin, whatever the amount is, if it's less than 1 to 100, so Meduma potter min hachala. Meduma is exempt from chala. You don't have to get chala on it. If you take that stuff, let's say kernels of grain got mixed up, and then you make dough out of it, you don't have to take chala off the dough. Kahana shol l'truma l'shuri l'shmuel kana shmuel lomi stabra day meduma t'tnin an hacha. It doesn't make sense to say this halacha of meduma here, which it says that meduma is exempt from chala. Unless Sharuba Truma. Unless Rov is Truma. But if Rov is Chulin, you can't say that because then the Truma is Bata Barov. If the Rov is Chulin, so the Truma is Bata Barov, and if it's Bata Barov, it should be Chayv and Chala again. What case can you talk about? You can't be talking about a case where the minority is Truma. So the minority is Truma, it's Bata, and it's Chayv and Chala, right? Armalei, so he said, Vana Servakin, I talk hold like you. Shmuel said to Rav Gana, I hold like you. So when you go up there, I show you a leg. I have a little bit of historical difficulty with this, because Rav Kahana, you know how Rav Kahana went up there to Israel? So Warren Barman, see, he murdered somebody. So he had to flee to Eretz Israel. What? He wasn't coming back. But so he was on the run also. I don't know where he had time to schmooze with Shmuel about Meduma. That was a little bit strange. All right, in any event, maybe it's a different kind of, I don't know. Hey, Katsolik, when he went up, so when he got there, so actually go ask him. Katsolik, when he went up there, so Shama Hadad Am Rabbi Yassim Shem Yochan, he heard that with Ravasi's name Rabbi Yochan, Afilu saw, even once saw of Truma, Shinova Toch Tisha Mitesha Sarah Shachulin, which fell into 99 measures of Chulin, it's still exempt from Chala, which is not like he and Shmuel were saying Bavel. Rabbi Avo, and this is we're saying over what how that they came to that conclusion. This Rabbi Shimon Lakish would ask Rabbi Yochanan. Voso say hipoteresis akol. I understand that once a truma exempts the whole mixture from chochala. How could this be? Amar le, so he said, I'll tell you. You have to understand it based on our Mishnah. When you have one date cake of truma in other date cakes, Dava Bari Usha Truma also biyodo? Is it clear that he gave the right one, which is truma, to the Kohen when he picked it up, and that the rest are chulin? How do we rely on that? Vata Marta, what do you have to say? Kalhu, you have to say it's a kula which we had because truma bizmana zeh is the Rabbanan. Of Hachanami Kalhu. Guess what else Bismana Zeh is the Rabbanan? Chala. So, that's the Rabbanan.
is like the one on the
question is
not the right one. You have to have all of Eretz Yisrael. You have to have all, well, that's because we didn't learn Masech the Challah yet. You have to have all Jews in Eretz Yisrael in order to have Challah. Yeah. I think that's what we're saying. Yeah. I'm right. Right? So therefore, here too it's kal. So now, before we go on, no, certainly only the rabbanon. Even Eretz Yisrael is not as the rabbanon. Certainly chutzar. Sure. Sorry to burst your bubbles, guys. Yeah, that's what it is. They're chayiv in it, but only the rabbanon.
In other words, I think what it
means is that the rabbanon don't need the rabbanon because it's Torah. Right.
I think they
teach
that to the women, you know, to make them
mitzvah. I guess that's why women don't learn Yerushalmi, to learn the truth. Even those learn Bavli don't learn Yerushalmi. You know, actually, before we started, I had a woman who called me and asked me whether the tapes are going to be available. So I said, yeah, but... This is Gemara. So she said, I know. But she never showed up to take the tapes. All right. In any event, says Gemara, the eagle should be go again. Now, this is the argument of Rabbi Pedoya. Because Rabbi Pedoya said, you got to grind it. You know, we're not talking about grinding. There's no grinding going on here. We're saying didn't make any condition of grinding. And nonetheless, it's Mevatel, the Truma's Batel in the Chuin. So you see that without even grinding, it's fine. Okay? Stam, because of a kula de rabbana. Now, if you see, the truth, now the Gemara goes back to the statement, it says the truth is Reish Lakish could have asked the Kasha to Rabbi Yochanan. Because the Chani Eagle be Gulin Shakvar Batlu. He could have said, you know why? There's a basic difference here. He should have asked that where one, where the present date falls into the, I'm not sure I can say this well, but I have to try. Where the press date falls, where one date cake falls into another other date cakes, so midaraisa the bittul here exempts from truma, right? Because there are numerous date cakes which are exempt, and one which is chayev. There are numerous date cakes which are chul, and one which is truma. So by definition, the truma is batel. So there, the bittul works to your advantage. But by the case of truma, by challah, so there the one truma fell into numerous chulins, so the bittul d'oraisa does not work to your advantage, it works to your disadvantage, it works to make you chayev. So therefore, if rabbanu were makel by igulim, because the bittul d'oraisa works to your advantage, and they just extended that, that's a very big leap of faith to say that by the meduma, where the bittul works to your disadvantage, right, because if you're mevato the truma and chulin, so it is chayim mechala, then nonetheless you are exempt from taking off chala. That's a big leap. That's what the Gemara is asking. Am I clear at all?
I didn't
realize
we're making a leap.
Okay, let's try again. If by the Gemara is saying, Rav Yechlin's logic could be questioned. Rabbi Yochanan said that because we have the K, Rabbi Yochanan said that it's a kula, just like we have a kula by over here. In our Gemara, we have a kula over there by the case of Chala. So the Gemara is saying, yes, evening, Shani Gula Begulin Shekhar Batlu. By Igul Begulin, you have one of Truma, which falls into the Chves, let's say 30 of Chulin. So what's going on here, Mito Raisa? The Truma is falling off, right? So that's why over there I can say perhaps that there's a kula of something that the truma, when you take a truma, well, I have to take a case where it's full bittul. Sorry, let me scratch that. Let me take it over again. In a case we have one chulin, one truma, and 100 chulin, right? One truma and 100 chulin. So there I say, take one out and give it to the kohen, and that's good and fine and dandy. So the kasha was, Rabbi Yochanan said, how can we rely on that? Maybe the one he took out was not the truma one. So Reish Lakish could say, yes, true. In that case, maybe the one I took out was not the truma one, but midoraisa, so what's going on in this mixture? There is no more truma anymore. The truma is null and void and canceled. So therefore, I can rely on this bittul. That's the I can rely on the fact that the one I took out is truma, because anyway, midoraisa, so there's nothing to worry about. But how can you say that just because we're makel over there and say give one to the kohen as rias as mutter, that I can be makel and say where one truma fell into 60 of chulin, that it's exempt from challah? It shouldn't be exempt from challah, because there, what does the bittul do? The bittul midoraisa works against you, because what does the bittul midoraisa do? It makes it all chulin, and chulin is what's chayv in challah. To say that this is exempt from challah is going against the tide of the bittul. Suppose the case of our case where they say you take one up and that's the truma, that's going with the tide of bittul.
I guess I didn't understand.
Do you understand and not like it?
What I didn't understand was that Rabbi Yochanan is saying that you're pucker from challah.
That's the brisa. It said it back there. I mean the Mishnah. Tamatzin and Amaduma pucker mina challah. And we, Shmuel, thought that's only where rova the mixture is challah. And along comes Rabbi Yochanan and says, no, all over the mixture is truma. And along comes Rabbi Yochanan and says, even if one of the mixture is truma, it's all exempt from challah. That was Rabbi Yochanan's thing. That's how we interpret the Mishnah, not like Shmuel. Okay?
The two things are not analogous, though, because one is a mixture and the other are individual pieces of dates.
That may be. They're not completely analogous, but the bottom line is Rabbi Yochanan drew an analogy, and the bottom line is that it's against Rav Padoya, because you don't have to grind them together. No grinding going on. Okay? Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yossi, Tarvayan, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yossi, both say name Rabbi Zira, Afilu Chitim Bechitim, according to Rav Padoya, even if it's grain and grain, Toichin Umatzir, you can grind it together and permit it. Now, the Chiddush here is, according to the Kavanaki, that normally when you grind grain, it fluffs it. So even if you have beforehand, you didn't have 1 in 100, but now by grinding, you'll make it 1 in 100, that's good. You're allowed to do that. Now, in general, according to Rav Padoya, we see a very fundamental concept, which is normally we say, Eim Evalin Yisrael Chathchila. But here by Truma, since the whole thing is such a very big chumrah, so therefore the Al-Jim Mavato Yisrael Chathchila to go ahead and create the conditions in which Bittu will take place by grinding it and so on and so forth. Okay?
You're really just increasing the volume, not necessarily increasing the mass or
the weight. It's good enough. It works. Okay? Because Bittu is always by volume. Itmar, Hoylvanav Esrim Tanim. Now, interesting case here. You had 20 dates of figs in front of you. One truma, one fell in them, which is meduma, of course. But then of the achas men, you start off with 20, then one truma fell in. Now you have 21. You don't know which is which. Now one fig falls away. You're only left with 20, but you don't know if one of them is truma or not. So Rishim Elon Shemer is fake on Bata Barov. In that case, I say Bata Barov. Why? Because it's a raised suffix meduma. It's not bona fide meduma. Why is a raised suffix meduma not bona fide? Because one of them fell away. Okay? It's a big cooler rich look is giving. We don't pass like it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kula Nasuchi Ach, they all need proof. But you have to prove that every one of the 20 which remains there is not Truma, otherwise it doesn't work. What? It's going to be Kavod, the rice is going to be Kavod Rabbana, but even that it can't be because Nara Chatech Ruil Iskabe. Kavu is only, yeah. Or something stationary.
Stationary?
A stationary person, not a stationary piece of fruit. Then that's being Chatech Ruil Iskabe.
This is analogous to the situation called the
Porsche. Well, a similar idea. Well, it's not cool. It's not, no, not quite, though. Because here, the one which is Porish, we assume, is the Truma one. So it's not from the roof. It's not, no, that's what he's asking, whether it's Kokovoka Mechta Mechta. But it's not because of Kavua. It's not because of Kavua. It's because of the concept of the Duma being at the Rabbanon. So therefore, as long as it's one suffix, we'll be making on it. Not because we know for sure. Maybe even the odds are against the one falling out being truma, as they well are, because only 1 in 20. Nonetheless, that's sufficient for our purposes. Okay? Says more further. Rabbi Yochanan bar Kula, so he doesn't buy that. That's very interesting. Kula. Shim Torah Mehem. If you took truma from them, a mokam acher. In other words, if you use this meduma to make truma on something else, which you're allowed to do, because part of it is truma. Oh, Shariba lo mokam acher. If let's say it was 1 in 20, and you doubled that, you made it 1 in 40. So in that case, it's fakem batabarov. In that case, he says that sofek is batabarov. Or any time you can create a sofek with an additional reason for leniency, such as you made them truma on something else, or you brought more fruit of the exact same amount, so doubled it, in that case, I say the sofek is in batabarov.
Is that a sfeik
sfeika? It's like a sfeik sfeika. To have an additional amount the same is not, although it's not 100% sfeik sfeika, but it's a similar idea. Okay? Amrei Shlokesh b'shem Rabbi Yosher. Shlokesh said name Rabbi Yosher. Is that what we're up to? A person had 150 barrels in front of him. Now, barrels, when they're closed, are not bottle. Because that's called the chaticho iliskabi, the distinguished amount, a distinguished quantity, significant quantity. So therefore, it's not bottle. However, in the spatchu, if they're opened up, then they are bottle. So what happens if 100 got opened up on their own? One of them is truma, but it's not bottle if they're all closed, because it's a darva chashuv, significant thing. A darva chashuv, even be'elef is not bottle, even 1,000 is not canceled. But you had 150, and 100 were opened up. 50 are still closed. Man mutaros, those 100 are permissible. The chamishim asuros, the 50 remain forbidden. Bashar and the rest of them, l'chshi paschu, when they open up mutaros, they all are permissible. In other words, the 50 barrels which are closed are still also because they're considered to be davar chashuv and not bottle. When you open up, the moment they're opened up inadvertently, of course, you don't open up on purpose, then they too are mutar. Okay. It's only if it happens that they're opened up. But to go and open them up, that's a suros because you're being levatalis, so you're canceling the situation which Chazal said there is no bitul. Rabbi Zeir b'Shem Pidoya said, Truma oseres bevado b'meya. Truma, when it's definite truma, oseres 1 in 100. Usfeik, if you only have a suffix truma, it only oseres 1 in 50. So we're going to ask why. How'd you come up with that arbitrary number? Shishim low. What if it's 60 or 70 more than the truma? Then it's okay. What do you mean by that? It's not okay. We know we need 100 to 1. Says Mark, you misunderstand. I'm going like Rabbi Yochanan before. At chamishim up to 50, tzricharubi, you have to double it up again. Whereas if you had truma fall to 30, then if another 30 fall there, then it's okay. Like the sfeik we said before. So at chamishim tzricharuv, it's got to be doubled up. From there on up, so there's no rov, right? Because the maximum you require always is 100. So even if you had originally a ratio of 52 to 1, so you have to double up to 104 to 1, you'll have to double it up to 100 to 1. Okay? It seems you'll have to do that too. Do you have that header? Do you have Amrav Chuna? Amrav Chuna Kini Mas Nisi. This is what our mission is talking about. Igulet Veil Agdoyle Malim Esaktani B'Mishko. If you need to use large igulim in order to cancel those which are ketanim, then you go by weight, which is a bukula, right? Because obviously the big ones weigh far more. There might be, you know, less in count, but they weigh more, so therefore to go by weight is a kula. And vice versa, ketanim ma'alim es agdoilim b'minyan. If you want to use the small ones to cancel the big ones, there you go by count, which is also cooler because they can be far less in count, far more in count, even though they're relatively small in terms of their volume or their weight. Okay, now do you have the next thing, V'hacha? Okay. V'hacha, Rebbe Lezer, Machmir, Rebbe Shua Mekel. This is the kind of the kasha. Rabbi Lezer, in one case, is machmir, and Rabbi Shua is mekel, meaning the first case in the Mishnah, where the white fell into the black and vice versa. He has the next case in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shua is machmir, and Rabbi Lezer is mekel, meaning the case where you pressed figs on top of barrels, right, and you had 100 barrels in the room. So in that case, Rabbi Shua is the one who's machmir, and Lezer is mekel. So what do we do with the contradiction? Rabbi Yochanan said, Tanoininu. It's two different Tanoim. The Reish of the Mishnah and the Sefer of the Mishnah are two different Tanoim. Either truth is Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Shua themselves were consistent. Either they were Matthew in both cases or Asin in both cases. But they're two different Tanoim recording what they said. I'll bring you the riot that there's Machlokas Tanoim concerning what they said. The Tani we learned, Nimtseisa Omer, you come out saying, V'yodu lo talef, you knew it was black or white when it fell in. It doesn't, it can't, you cannot rectify the batch, right? Sheini yodu, if you don't know, talef, then you can't rectify the batch. Di Rabbi Lezer, that's Rabbi Lezer's machmer. Rabbi Shua Omer, ben yodu, ben b'sheini yodu, whether you know or not, lo salet, you can't do it. Yeah, but later on it says tal again, so he threw in the low. So this is the shita, not like our Mishnah, because here Rabbi Shua is being more machmir. Here Rabbi Shua is saying it works, whether you know or not, whether it was a white one or black one, it never works. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir holds Rabbi Shua is the one who's more machmir. You see that here? Rabbi Shua is more machmir, whether you know or not. Whether it's a black or white one that fell in, nonetheless, you can't be mitzar black or white ones, no matter what, in order to be mavatzlut. So Rabbi Yoshua is more machlokes. Rabbi Lezer said, at least if you don't know which fell in, then you could be mitzar of all of them together to be matir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says the opposite, like our Mishnah. Bam, you do it, bam, you do it, whether you know or not, lo saleh. It doesn't work, the Rabbi Lezer. It does work. Right? So according to this, Rabbi Shua is the one who's mekel. And Kiva Omer, as we said before in the Mishnah, if you know it doesn't work, if you don't know it doesn't work. Okay, Vaitu, you have Tani Litro Katsios? Tani Litro Katsios, now I'm talking about the last case in our Mishnah. You have a litter, which is a small amount of Katsios of cut date, Shador Sopi Eagle, which you pressed on the top of you need 100 measures in order for it to work. I mean, within the barrel itself. If not, it doesn't work. You can't look at the barrel itself because there's no mixture within the barrel. You have to look at the sum total of all the mouths of the barrel because those are in the subject since you don't know the mouth of which one to use. So if you have 100 barrels, then you can work it out. If not, then you can take from the top of each barrel, but not from the bottom of each barrel. Vice versa. You take from the bottom of each barrel, but not from the top of each barrel, because the top is not bottle. There's truma there. You don't know which one it is, so it's not bottle. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir, Meir, Meir says, Rabbi Eliezer, amen. Rabbi Eliezer says, if there are 100 mouths, then it's okay. And if not, the mouths are not are forbidden, but the insides are okay. Rabbi Yeshua says, Omer, Afilu yesh shram shlosh mils pumin lo talet. Yeshua says, a nuslar, not attributive in our Mishnah. If you have 300 mouths, it doesn't work. 300 mouths, one rotten, measly shear of dates. You pressed it on top of a barrel in a room which has 300 barrels. It's not bottle. Why not? Says Mara Hado Amra Pumin also could also constructly also some kid to have a shrakly monos. No way, because they counted the mouths of barrels as if. They were things which are always counted and sold by exact and precise count. And Dovar Shet Dark Limonis is not ever bottle. It's like Dovar Chosha. So if you have 300 mouths of barrels, so the stuff in the mouth of the barrel is Dovar Chosha, it's not Mabato. Okay? Hodim Sala Rabbi Yochanan. That's the Rav Rabbi Yochanan. Do Amar Tanoim, who said that there's a machlokas Tanoim, because here Rabbi Yeshua comes out being machmir. So Rabbi Yeshua says, "Afi Yisham." Oh wait, Rav Mishra is ma.
No, no,
it's fine. I'm sure it's my permission.
So, in other words, she can answer the opposite to number
what
three.
What if the Moshe dinner is that involved in a, in other words,
Yochi Emo Sebo, I'm telling you, Shoshon Zera,
Well, yeah, okay, because Rabbi Yehuda previously in the Gemara said Rabbi Shua is Mekel, and here it's Rabbi Meir saying Rabbi Shua is Machmir, and the same flip with Rabbi Eliezer. So we see also that they didn't record properly who said what, and that's why we have difficulty going back and dealing with this issue. We find that according to Rabbi Yochanan, there are two different Tanoim in our Mishnah. One of them, Rabbi Eliezer, was Machmir. One of them, Rabbi Eliezer, was Mekel. Now we see in the Gemara, right, there's precedent, this dispute, who said what. Okay, that's all. Hardim says, Rabbi Yochanan, Dormer Tanoim, it says Malos Tanoim. Hardim says, and this also, this whole Brisa, which you just brought down, is a Raya. Leman Dormer Dulai Meir, cause Vari Mekach, according to the opinion which holds according to Meir, all things which are sometimes so by count are so choshev that they're not bottom. Because there's a big machlokas in Shas, is it that all things are possibly so by count or only seven specific substances which are mentioned in Masechta Orla and other places, such as certain type of walnuts and so on, and so certain type of pomegranates and so on and so forth. Our Mishnah see clearly seems to hold that it makes no difference, right? Not our Mishnah, the Brisa, which says that even 1 in 300 is not batel. That clearly holds that the 1 in 300 is because it's 1 in 300 dates in other dates, right? So you see clearly that this is a raya to Rav Meir, who says that even by other substances that don't enumerate it in the Mishnah and Orla, you have this concept which says that it's considered to be a darba chashiv and not batel. Did I say that too wordily to make it clear? The point was made. Yeah. Downstairs. Okay. This teaches us that at last a pumpkin can also be a davar chashuv. Who thinks the pumpkin is a davar chashuv? You know, so, but nonetheless, you see that this is davar chashuv because everything is relative. That's all it's saying. Because the mayor holds even the tops of barrels are chashuv, so that too can be called chashuv. Tanya, dorsa v'eni yodayechon dorsa, you press, you don't know where you pressed it. Even at Kol Tal, according to everybody, you can take it up. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi said, "V'tzol she'ah b'chol achas shnei litrim." In other words, you don't know where you pressed it. That's not clear. I didn't make that clear. You press it, you don't know where. In you have a. Well, let me get make sound. No barrels. A huge, huge thing of date. You have several huge containers of date. Not containers. Huge cakes of dates. 100 cakes of dates in a basement, and you pressed these dates of Truma somewhere onto one of the cakes. You don't know which one. So in that case, they all are mitzdarif. Everybody who agrees, they're all mitzdarif. So even if you don't have 100 in that cake itself, as long as you have 100 cakes, they're all mitzdarif together. Okay? However, caveat, I'm Rav Yoavin, the tzorach shia b'chol achash ne'lichim v'hukadeshu koshu k'deshu b'at barov. In each one of the cakes, you have to have bitul d'oraisa. Meaning that in each cake you have to have two against this one which you might have put there. So we see here that the primary bitul barov, the raisa, you always have to ensure, which is two on one in that self same cake. Once you have that, so for the rabbanon of meduma, you can be mitzarev all the cakes together to make an 100 to 1. Okay, so truma shenufla say a truma. I really want to get the Chof Dalet Amud Aleph, then we'll stop. So we did. What? Yeah, not only that, he divides the Mishnah in two, so I don't have to do the whole Mishnah. Sa'atruma, Shanafla, Pimagurim, Vikva. You have a measure of Truma which fell on top of a large pile, and you don't know where it is exactly, but you peeled off the top layer of true stuff which is in the pile. You have to look at that which you peeled off. that layer peeled off. If that has 101, it's okay. Shomer Lo Tal Erishu says it doesn't work. Uh-uh. Why? Because why it doesn't work? Oh, because the Mevatel is Hilchat Chila. That's right. Because hey, Mevatel is Hilchat Chila. Here being Mevatel is Hilchat Chila. How so? By removing the top layer, so that's being Mevatel is, and that's forbidden. Say a Truma, the Gemara is going to discuss in great detail. So a Truma Shinafla Pi Magura. You have a soft Truma which fell on top of the container. And you know where it is. You know where it is. You can pan off, so remove it. You can't, if that's the case. So where do I need Truma to be bought to 1 and 101? B'shein doing blue the same. We don't know if it got mixed to B'shein Adua. We don't know where it is. In blue the same, for instance, if they got mixed together, all line off, we don't know where it fell. So then you need to have then you need to say, in that case, you say that it is required to have 101. But in case we know it is, you don't need 101. You just remove it wherever it is right now. We will stop here for today. Right or not. Now you take off the Meister Shady from the Suffolk that was Lo Niskan. Shemay and Osir Loina, do you think it's not Osir to no name? Of course it's Osir for a no name. So if you have a Suffolk, whether this was Kaith or not, and then you take off Meister Shady, that's Osir Lo name. But here, by the Mai, it's Mutter Lo name. By the way, in our day and age, all fruit which grows in Eretz Yisrael, generally speaking, is not the Mai. It's Suffolk, Meister Shady. To Suffolk Devil. Because the Mai means a scenario where most Amoratim take off Meiser, and all of them take off Truma, and Chazal made a Takona nonetheless to regard it as the Mai and be Machmir take off Meiser. But Eretz Yisrael nowadays, those people who don't take off Meiser don't take off Truma either. And there is no role that people take off Meiser. So our stuff nowadays is Eretz Yisrael Suffolk Devil, not the Mai. Okay? So we see that Suffolk Devil is more severe, and that's why Suffolk Devil you're not allowed to eat the mice or shenny from that as an owner. Says the Gemara. Tamotzini, we learned over there. Hatruma of Hatrumas Maisel Shel Dmai. Truma. I forgot what this means. Give me a second.
Those people don't take off Truma either. And there is no role for people to take off Maisel. So our stuff nowadays is going to throw Suffolk Tevel, not Dmai. Okay? So we see that Suffolk Tevel is more severe, and that's why Suffolk Tevel is now allowed to eat the Mice are shiny from that as an owner. Says the Gemara.
Oh, okay, got it. It says over there that if you eat Trumas Meiser of Dmai, the Mishnah is missing, so the Gemara is missing something. It says over there, if you eat Trumas Meiser of Dmai, you have to add on a fifth. The halacha is, if I, a Zor, eat Truma, when I make restitution to the Kohen, I have to give him the principal plus an added fifth. So Gemara is a kasha. Here, by true, if you eat Truma of Dmai, Trumas Meiser of Dmai, you add on the fifth and give it to the Kohen. But here, when you redeem Meiser Sheni of Dmai, where the Torah also said add on a fifth, it doesn't say, it says explicitly that you eat Meiser Sheni, when you redeem Meiser Sheni of Dmai, you don't have to add on the fifth. So why, when Azor eats the Truma from Dmai, he does have to add on the fifth? And over here, when it's Meiser Sheni of Dmai, which he's redeeming, he doesn't have to add on the fifth. What's the difference? So again, let's see inside Tamotzinan, Hachuma of Hachuma's Meiser Sheni of Dmai, you have to add on the fifth. Vachat Amarachini, you don't have to add on the fifth. I'm right, Reserve said Tamotzinan, Truma's Meiser Sheni of Dmai. There, it's Truma's Meiser Sheni of Dmai. The Ramah, but here it's Meiser Sheni Shel Dmai. It's a very cryptic answer. What exactly he means to say by this? So there. I'm not sure. I'm just going to give a hard look. The Pnei Moshe doesn't make it very clear. Let me just see if what he says here.
You have to add on the fifth. You don't have to add on the fifth. I'm right. There said Tamot Nina Trumas Meisel Shel's Mai. There is Trumas Meisel Shel's Mai.
He doesn't. He says the Gemara is going to explain it later on. All right. We'll see what the Gemara explains. Gemara basically didn't give an answer. Rabbi Ami said. that ain't a Mishnah zot yotzeis miyudei trumas ma'aser shel demai. This Mishnah, a similar idea. This Mishnah is only to have trumas ma'aser shel demai. My kedon, what's the distinction? Well, how do you learn it? Tamon Rabbi Meir. That's going to learn Meir, who's more machmit. Bramach Rabbanan. That's going to Rabbi Rabbanan. And the Bnei Moshe and the other mafreshim go through how Rabbi Meir is more machmit than Rabbanan. Let's not get into that now. Says the Rabbi Zera Amar b'shem Rabbanan. Rabbi Zera said a different answer to the name of the rabbis, other rabbis. B'dino yav the trumas ma'aser shel demai shel efesh lo efesh chomesh. The truth is that even by trumas ma'aser shel demai if he ate it, you shouldn't have to pay the extra fifth to the kohen. The law ma'am mushiapish. Why they say you give the extra fifth? Mibnei gedera. Because of offense, which we also could be a gzera decree. Shimat oim. If you say he doesn't have to add on the fifth over there, he's not going to treat it as holy. Those if you tell him, oh, if you eat the Trumas Meiser of mine, you don't have to add on a fifth. So he's going to mock it. He's going to say it's not real Trumas Meiser. However, here the Kesfora is the opposite. Here, really, you should add on a fifth. Why they say don't add on a fifth to your demon? Also naked dayro. It also for offense. She might tell him, you're going to tell him to set aside a fifth. Afu in Marvish Koliker is going to say, you know what? It's only a demai. I have to pay an extra fifth. Where's the justice? Forget it. I'm not redeeming this Meister Shani at all. So therefore, we have to make sure he's going to take off the Trumas Meister. How do we make sure that he's going to take off the Meister Shani and redeem it? How do we know he's going to take off the Meister Shani and redeem it? Only if we make. Say you don't have to add on the fifth.
Why they say don't add on the fifth? They demon. Also naked dayro. It also perfect. She might tell him a little. She obviously going to tell him to set aside.
No, same punishment. Both make tef. The thing is like this. Again, by trumas meiser, I say the reason why I made him give a chomesh if a zar eats from the trumas meiser of the demai is that he should have the proper attitude towards kedusha. We're not afraid a guy's not going to take off trumas meiser because it's not a redeemable commodity anyway. So he figures. It's for folly, right? So he's not going to pay attention to it. It's not going to. The only thing we're afraid of is on the contrary. He's not going to be knowing enough to do on it. However, the Meister Shani of Demai, which is a redeemable commodity, there we're afraid if we make him pay too much, he's not going to redeem it. So if we say to him, you know what, only pay a fifth, and that way you don't have to redeem it. And you redeem it at face value. That's incentive to redeem it. But you know, once you brought that up, it could be that that's a spur as well, what you're saying. That in fact, we know. Why do Amoratim take off Trumas Meiser, Truma of their fruit? Because although they're incorrect, they're wrong. They think the Amoratim that Truma is more of an impediment to eating it than Meiser. Because Truma, we know if a Zor eats it, it's Chayav Kares. Whereas the Meiser, if a Zor eats it, there's no Chia. So over the Amoratim's mind, they think Truma is more essential to be tight than Meiser. So that's why I take the Truma, not Meiser. So it could be that that's more, even though it's wrong. The mice, the table from which truma is not taken off, and table from which mice is not taken off, are equally bad. But it could be you're right. That's as far here as well. Truma's Meister, we know a guy is going to take off of the mind because he's more afraid of Truma, erroneously. But he himself is more afraid of Truma. So therefore, what's our concern over there? That he's not going to keep it holy. So therefore, we say to make sure he knows it's holy, we add on a fifth. But Meister Shani, we're afraid he might not take off altogether. Erroneously, again, because he thinks it's not as important. So therefore, to make sure he takes it off, we give him an incentive. We say, take it off and redeem it. Hey, don't add on a chomish or redeem it. Very good. Okay, that fits in well. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight.
Are equally bad, but it could be you're right. That's as far here as well. Truma's Meister, we know a guy's going to take off of the mind because he's more afraid of Truma, erroneously. But he himself is more afraid of Truma. So therefore, what's our concern over there? That he's not going to keep it holy. So therefore, we say to make sure he knows it's holy, we add on a fifth. But Meister Shani, we're afraid he might not take off altogether. Erroneously again, because he thinks it's not as important. So therefore, to make sure he takes it off, we give him an incentive. We say, take it off and redeem it. Hey, don't add on a chomish or any redeem it. Very good. Okay, that fits in well. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight.